100 years ago tomorrow, the first transatlantic radio telegram was sent directly from America to England. The wireless message in Morse code was sent by Guglielmo Marconi, the Italian scientist and inventor. Marconi used radio waves to transmit coded greetings between President Theodore Roosevelt and King Edward VII. A monument on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, marks the spot where the transmission went out. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has more on tomorrow's Marconi Day celebrations.
The Wellfleet Historical Society has put various Marconi artifacts on display. The local post office worked up a special anniversary cancellation for outgoing mail. And Princess Maria Elettra Elena Anna Marconi, the inventor's daughter, she married an Italian prince, has come over from Italy to take part in the festivities. Princess Elettra is the only daughter of Marconi and his second wife. The princess joins us from WCAI in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Princess, welcome. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
You were 7 years old when your father died. That was in 1937. Tell us what you remember about
him. It was the day of my birthday.
Oh, my.
It was a tragedy because he had a heart attack and he died.
Do you remember him as a very attentive father? Was he interested in you, your learning, the games you played?
Yes, he was very, very keen in following what I was doing, and he was always also studying my reactions and wanting to know which were my inclinations. And he discovered that I was very much like him. My father was a genius, Marconi, but I have his same character, his same feelings, and he's been teaching me so much about his achievements and also to love nature, to love the sea, to love music, to love beauty.
You were named after his yacht, Elettra.
Yes.
What does that mean?
He called his yacht Elettra for electric waves when he bought the yacht in 1919. And when I was born, he chose the name of his yacht. He called me Elettra because he wanted me to love the sea and to remember all my life the yacht Elettra, giving me this wonderful name.
He conducted a number of experiments on board that yacht. Were you
Yes.
there for any of them?
Yes, I was always there. When I was growing up, I was a little girl. I am an eyewitness to his last inventions. My mother and I, we were the only ones that were present when he extracted gold from the seawater. I remember very well to see the threads of gold through electric waves. He was attracting the gold, and I was shouting with joy and hugging him. I was like a wizard for me, you know, like magic.
It does sound like magic. What happened to that invention? I never heard of getting gold from the sea.
Yes, because my father destroyed this equipment because he didn't want people to copy him. He knew how people were cunning. They were always wanting to copy his inventions. And so he was very clever.
Princess, your father, Marconi, did not invent radio, as many of us think, but without the use of radio waves, there would be no radio. Is that correct?
Well, I think it's wrong because he invented radio. And it's wrong that people say that he didn't invent radio. He made it work. Everybody was against him, but he knew at 27 years old, he knew that he would succeed. And he proved it.
How does it feel to you, Princess, to be in the spot where your father made such important communications history?
It is very exciting and very moving. And I always want to be present. All the centenaries, big ones, like this one of Cape Cod, I wanted to be present, and I am present.
Thank you so much, Princess Electra Marconi, the daughter of the inventor. Tomorrow is the 100th anniversary of her father's transmission of the very first direct transatlantic radiogram. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wallace and directed by Barry Gordimer, Melissa Gray, and Van Williamson. The production staff includes Steve Monroe, Claudette Haberman, Ben Gilbert, Sarah Mobley, Jim Wildman, Shannon Rhodes, Chip Grabo, Jamila Bay, Kara Gerhardt, Ari Shapiro, Christopher Johnson, Tom Bullock, Mathani Mutari, Christine Arismith, Cindy Carpian, and Shelley Franklin. The technical director is Brian Jarbo. Audio technicians include Tom Carpenter, Guy Knapper, Stacey Abbott, Renee Pringle, Kevin Langley, Kurt Turner, Stu Rushfield, Dennis Nielsen, Josh Rogerson, Gary Henderson, Sherry Marchewski, Preston Brown, and Arthur Halliday-Laurent. The executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. Bob Edwards will be back Monday. I'm John Idstein.